like bury my father. It was more like take care of his affairs so that when he dies, everything's done. And Jesus said, no, if you put your hand to the plow and look back, it doesn't profit anything. And so the response should be a positive one, and the response should be an immediate one. And these are where you see people being very effective in the call that God has called them. And notice I'm using a term here that may not be popular in your denomination, but I'm using a gender-neutered word, people, because this call to ministry is not specifically to men being pastors or to women being pastors. It's to both. And I believe that, you know, if we're to look at the Pauline apostles correctly, and we see where he says in Galatians chapter 3, specifically in other places, but in Galatians chapter 3, he says, there is neither Jew nor Greek, bond nor free, male nor female, for we are all, underline, all, emphasize, highlight, all, one in Christ. In other words, we're able to be unified in Christ to do his work. And I think that's what we have to see this as. So we don't want to look at this call to pastorship or this call to pastoral ministries as just a male issue, but rather that it is a people issue. It is who God calls from amongst his flock to lead them. Now, we must look at one other angle of this so that we see this in its entire perspective. And that other perspective is this: that men's choices of who they want or who they think or for themselves even to become a pastor or to be a leader in the church in pastoral ministry don't work. In other words, if God hasn't chosen through the revelation of his Holy Spirit, if Jesus Christ hasn't called a person to be in pastoral ministry, it's not going to work. Period, paragraph, end of sentence. And there is an exceptionally clear illustration of this in the New Testament, one which we do not exceptionally clearly see. And so when we look at this and we read this, apart from the two passages that describe it, we don't catch it, but I want to bring it up to you because men will choose who they want to be or who they think will be a good pastor, and Jesus hasn't chosen them. Or men will choose themselves and say, I can be a pastor, and Jesus hasn't called them. Jesus hasn't chosen them. And so men's call or men's choices don't work. They just don't. And they may look like they're working for a while, and there may be a charisma amongst some leaders who have put themselves there, who other people have put there, but it doesn't work, and you see it fall apart, and it's very clear and it's very evident. Let me describe this to you from Scripture. Acts chapter 1, we're going to read about 11 verses here, and I want you to see what happened, and we're going to discuss this in detail, because